Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, August the 9th. I'm Sue.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Brian.
Coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us, so please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 5:46 a.m. and sunset will be at 8:41 p.m. The weather looks like to be starting to dry up over the next week, but as you can tell, it's raining at the moment. Temperatures are going to be in the teens over the next few days with a high of 90 degrees centigrade, and that's 66.2 degrees Fahrenheit in old money.
Next, we'll move on to our tip of the week to help when you're living with sight loss. Do you struggle reading letters from your utility supplier, banks or hospitals? If so, ask them for all communications in simple, large, accessible print or audio. They might even be able to read the letter to you over the phone. A simple phone call can make your life easier. And they want to keep you as a customer and have a responsibility to ensure that you can access their communications. This week's tip has been provided by low vision advice expert John Walters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post with your wallet, and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. First of all, the Beacon Wheelers Tandem Club. Now, our tandem sessions this month will take place at Halfpenny Green on Tuesday the 15th and the 29th of August from 11 till 2 p.m. If you require transport, please meet in Beacon Reception at 10:40 a.m. and let us know you are attending. The cost for this activity is £5. If you want more information or would like to get involved, please call Hayley Millard or Tim Jukes on 01902 880 111. I'm going to read that again. 01902 880 111, or email tjukes, that's tjukes, J-U-K-E-S, at beaconvision.org. Miss Saigon. Karen McIntosh's acclaimed new production of Bubel and Schlumberg's legendary musical Miss Saigon, which has been a recent hit in the West End, has now landed at Birmingham Hippodrome. Winner of a record-breaking 9 What's on Stage Awards 2015, including Best Show, this epic love story tells a tragic tale of a young bar girl, Kim, orphaned by the war, who falls in love with an American GI called Chris, but their lives are torn apart by the fall of Saigon. Don't miss this thrilling, soaring and spectacular musical this summer. The running time is about 2 hours, 35 minutes, including one interval. Age guidance is 12 plus, no under threes admitted. And Miss Saigon does contain some scenes and language which may not be suitable for a younger audience, including scenes of a sexual nature. There are potentially restrictive view in rear stalls and rear circle for some scenes. Access performances include audio described on Wednesday the 23rd of August at 7:30 p.m. Captioned Wednesday the 30th of August at 7:30 p.m. and signed Wednesday the 6th of September at 7:30 p.m. Because of the restricted views, boxes for this production will not be in sale. The ticket costs are from £30 and subject to change. A 5% transaction charge may apply, and there may be a postage fee from £1. To book the tickets, call tickets and information on 0844 338 5000.
Well, thank you, Sue, and thank you, Margaret. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. A local charity amateur football competition, the J.W. Hunt Cup, has marked its place in local history by unveiling a blue plaque awarded by the Wolverhampton Civic and Historic Society. The J.W. Hunt Cup is a charity amateur football competition that was started in 1926, involving dozens of amateur football teams and hundreds of players over the years. It has also uniquely supported Beacon Centre for the Blind as its sole beneficiary charity and to date has raised over £330,000 for the centre. Each year the competition runs through several knockout runs through the autumn and spring seasons, culminating in a final hosted at the Molyneux Stadium in May. Every game is highly competitive and the winners of the final get to hold a glorious silver trophy dating from 1926, adorned with the Chillington Tool Company emblem of crocodiles as its two handles. Representatives from the Beacon Centre joined the J.W. Hunt Cup committee and guests at the Molyneux Stadium in the Steve Bull stand, where a permanent exhibition of J.W. Hunt memorabilia exists to celebrate the unveiling of the blue plaque and thank the committee for its exceptional support over the years. The cup is named after John William Hunt, who was a local businessman and founder of the Chillington Tools Company. He was also a staunch supporter of local charities. J.W. Hunt's great-grandson and great-great-grandson, John Hunt and Tim Hunt, also attended the unveiling ceremony. John Hunt, that's the great-grandson, said, "It's fantastic to think that a charitable event my great-grandfather was involved in so many years ago is still taking place and raising so much money for such a worthwhile charity. My son and I feel a genuine sense of pride in being connected to this event." During the ceremony, Beacon Centre Chief Executive Arwen Jones thanked everyone who's involved in the Cup, saying, "We're incredibly grateful for the ongoing support from the J.W. Hunt Cup, running this competition every year since 1926 and raising over £330,000 for our charity is an amazing achievement. Without your support, we'd not be able to provide the services and care that people living with sight loss have come to depend on." And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Brian.
It's goodbye from Sue.
And bye-bye from Margaret.